This is Freedom Hunger, coming at July from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. So another one on the Deep Pop agenda. This might be the last one, I don't know. But I'd like to talk about mental health. And I touched on it a little bit before, but we are seeing the creation of a world without hope. You see, the world that we were in, there was hope in that world. There was things that we could do for the future. We could foresee the ability for our children to actually grow up, get out and get a job, buy a house, procreate, get married, have children, expand the size of the human race. We saw those capabilities were there. But we're in a situation now where housing is so ridiculously expensive that it's almost impossible for any Zoomer to buy a home, especially in the highly populated areas. They're not encouraged to get married. They're not encouraged to be heterosexual. They're not encouraged to have normal relationships, which could lead to procreation, which could lead to more children. No one is encouraged to do this anymore. And in fact, if you look at the birth rates in many, many countries, they're starting to decline hugely. In fact, in some countries, the birth rate is already declining to the point, past the point of no return, where these countries are going to get smaller and smaller. And then as the older generations get older and die, then there's going to be less and less of those people. I mean, it's already happening in Europe, and it's getting close to starting to happen in the United States, but immigration will compensate for that. But still, we're still getting to the point where people are not being encouraged to expand the size of the human race. And they're all talking about, oh, it's terrible for the environment, it's terrible for the planet. Listen, folks, if you look at the advances in technology, every time we've had issues with too many people and not enough resources, we've been able to figure out how to solve the problem. We have the technology, we have the ingenuity, we know how to do this. It's been proven that this planet can support 10 times as many people as it's on it right now. And we are so dinky when it comes to the scale of this planet, then we're a pimple on Mother Nature's ass. We cannot really affect climate change on this planet. I mean, that is a fool's errand. We have such an ego. If we think we can actually do something about the climate on this world, where our ego is too big, we think we're bigger than God. Our ego is not there. So what I'm trying to say is that all of these conditions are driving people into mental health crises. And if people are in mental health crises, what are they going to do? They're not going to care about having children and procreating and getting into relationships. They're going to go inward and think of something else. What about Meta? What about virtual reality? That's just going to make things worse. Less and less people are going to be connected to each other. Less and less people are physically going to be touching each other. And less people are going to be physically getting together to the point where they can actually make children. This is part of the agenda. They want to reduce the size of the number of humans on this planet. Now, I don't understand why. Because if you ask me, according to the Georgia Guidestones, I think they say that they want to get the population of the planet down to half, 500 million. But I can't see how 500 million people would be any less manageable than 8 billion people or 10 billion people. All I'm saying is that there are truly evil people in this world. There are truly evil human beings in this world who really want to destroy us. They want to kill us. And they don't care if we die. In fact, they want us to die. And they prefer if we killed ourselves. They prefer if we didn't breed, if we didn't procreate, if we didn't increase the size of the human race. This is what they want. They want us to kill ourselves, and they want us to eliminate humanity or reduce the size of humanity. So how do you fight them? How do you go against this evil? Well, you get fit, you get smart, you get intelligent, you get into relationships, you get married, you procreate, you have children, preferably more than two, so that you can fight back against the cabal's depopulation agenda. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think freedom.